Okay.
Good to see you. Morning, Yosef. Morning, everybody. Okay, let's begin. Okay, we left off in the Pshat in the Gemara that Besuah is supposed to get married on Wednesday. And if the date of the wedding comes out on Sunday, since it's a Takana to get married on Wednesday, the Gemara commented, Va'achshav Shishaninu. What's the Lashon of Va'achshav? What do you mean, Va'achshav Shishaninu? What does that mean? What's the Pshat of Va'achshav Shishaninu? What does that imply? So, first of all, the Lashon of Shaninu, what does Shaninu usually mean? Shaninu usually means that it's explicit. So, the Ramban and the Rashba write, even though Shaktu is not specifically in the Mishnah, but since the reason the Mishnah is not to get married on Sunday, is as if it's written explicitly. That's what they say Shishaninu means. The other pshat is the Ritva says it's explicit in a Braisa. And the third pshat is that if it's explicit in a Braisa, Mistama, that's the pshat in the Mishnah. Okay, so the three Svaras in Rishonah, what it means Shishaninu. What do you mean Shishaninu Shaktu? Where is it? So the first pshat again is that since in the Mishnah, it says you're not allowed to get married on Sunday, as if Shaktu is as if it's in the Mishnah. Second pshat is Shaninu is explicit in the Braisa, which it is. And the third pshat, which is the second pshat of the Rashba, is that since that's the pshat in the Braisa, in the Stam, that's the time of the Mishnah. Okay.
It's the same as the second one.
It's a little bit different, a little bit different. The second one is that it's explicit. Shaninu wasn't referring to Mishnah, it's referring to a Braisa.
Yeah.
The third pshat is that no, that since it's explicit in the Braisa, we can make it a supposition that that's the time in the Mishnah. The Shishaninu is referring to the Mishnah, not the Braisa. So those are three pshatim. What'd you say?
The first
pshat, the Ritva, and the Ramban and the Rashba. Okay? The Ramban and the Rashba say that pshat. Okay?
What does it say in the Mishnah? And the Mishnah doesn't say said that they should not.
Right, but it's a zif. It's a zif. That's what Shishaninu means. Shishaninu shaktu. Okay, but Lamaisa, okay, the Ritva says, Pshat is that it's in the Braisa. Lamaisa could be also says that Pshat too as well.
Where's the remez from the Mishnah? I don't understand for the first.
Because the Mishnah says you're not allowed to get married on Sunday. So you have to assume a reason why. So the Mishnah said it's a Tainus Besulim.
Where does it say you can't get married on Sunday?
The Mishnah said only Wednesday.
Oh, I
see. So the same thing as saying you can't get married on Sunday. So either it's Tainus Besulim or Shakt as if it's written in. So what did the Gemara say? It says, Achshu Shishaninu. It said that the din is he gives my velonisu halacha lamaisa. You have to feed her truma, and if the feed her mizonos, if it comes out on Sunday, you don't have to what feed her mizonos because you should get married anyway on Wednesday. You're on the suit. Okay, so lamaisa, let's now discuss this topic of gives my velonisu. Okay, because that's what comes out from this nafka meaning. The truth of the matter is, okay, the truth of the matter is that, let's give a little bit of background, okay? Minat Torah, a man that's Mekadosh a woman, if he's a Kohen, she can eat Truma, Minat Torah, okay? Minat Torah, Halacha L'maisa, she can eat Truma, because she's marrying a Kohen. That's the din, Halacha L'maisa, okay? However, there was a gzeira made by the Chachamim, which I want you to get, two reasons why we delay the eating of Truma till Nisuin. Number one, we're afraid she's going to feed her family, the Truma. And remember, these are not Kohanim. We know that Azari eats Truma Schaiv Misa. Okay? So that's a big deal. Usually, the Lashon of the Gemara is, on Daf Nun Vav, is she's going to feed her brothers. The Meiri has a Gerson Kedushan and Daf Hamad Aleph that it's her father. It's no Nafkamina, I just want you to get it to be exact, okay? So that's the first reasoning why we delay the Heter Vitting Truma till Nisuin, okay? That's number one reasoning, Gezeira, that she's going to feed her family, which is a big, big problem. We don't want anyone to be Chayiv Misa B'Shamayim, of course, okay? The Lashon of the Gemara is, she's going to shema yimzugalah kos, but they saviv tishkalah cheha la chaisa. So like it's what we said, the Lashon HaGemara is the brother and the sister, the Miri says the father, same thing. Second reason in giving the Gemara why we delay till Nisuin is why? Simfo. We're afraid that he's going to find a moon. Since we're afraid he's going to find a moon, therefore the Kedushin will be a Mekach Tos. Uh-oh. It turns out that she ate Truma when she ends up not being married to a Kohen. And that means that a czar in this case, had eaten Truma, which is a bad thing. So the Gemara gives two reasons by the Chachamim why it was delayed. Gzera, Shema, Yishke, Yashke, however you want to say it. She's going to feed what? Her family, the Truma, right? That's number one. And number two is Simfon, which is another word for moon. You're going to find a moon. So because of these two concerns, they delayed the heter of eating Truma until actual Nisuin. Okay? That's Beferush and the Gemara here on Nun Zayin Amid Beis in Meseches Ksubis. Okay? It's in Hay Amid Beis and Kedushin as well. But Lamaisa, this is our Sugya. Okay? Minat Torah, it says, a Kohen ki yikne nefesh kinin kasbo v'hainami kinin kasbo. Amarulu advar Torah, Rusa basasol v'chelis Truma. So Minat Torah shikini Truma mitra banan, we get rid of it. Okay, we don't allow it. Now I want to point out, the Gemara says, the Mishnah says actually, that there were two Mishnahs on Nun Zayin Amud Aleph. There was a Mishnah Rishona and a Mishnah Achrona. Our whole sugya works with the Mishnah Rishona. But of course, as we always say, you got to be thorough, and I want you to know the din. We're working with the Mishnah Rishona, that Hegi Yizman, the halacha is that you eat, okay? The normal din is Hegi Yizman, you're ochel, okay? Right, Nun Zayin Amud Aleph. Hegi Yizman, you are ochel. Hegi Yizman v'lo nasu, you eat, okay? Ochelos mishalom, okay? That was the Mishnah Rishona, and that's what we're working with in our sugya. I want you to know, though, that in that same Mishnah, there's a Mishnah Achrona that argues. And the Mishnah Achrona paskins, you cannot eat Truma until you actually go to the Chuppah. Ein achilas Truma, ein heter achilas Truma ad shetikanes l'chuppah. Okay? We have to know that. A lot of people learn daf beis, they don't even realize that there's a Mishnah Achrona. You got to know that. Our sugya is assuming the Mishnah Rishona. But there was a Mishnah Achrona that argued and say the bottom line is you can't eat Truma until you get to the Chuppah. Okay? Again, as I said, our sugya is working with Mishnah Rishona. Just to know, to be thorough, what is the nafkamina between the two? So, the reason why Hegi Yizman v'lo nasus ochels mishalom is why? Is because if the Zman of the Nisuin has already come, she's left her father's house. So you're not worried about her feeding Truma to the family. You follow me? And number two, you're not worried about Simfon because he'll have the relatives check her out. He'll have the relatives check her out to see whether she has a moon or not. You follow me? So therefore, both these reasons are reasons why Narusa does not eat Truma. However, when it comes to what? Hegi Yizman, and this is the time the son didn't get married, she's already out of the house, you don't have number one problem, you don't have a problem with Simfon, because the relatives, the guy's relatives, are going to check her out to see if she's a moon. However, what's the Nekudas HaMachloikis? The Mishnah Achrona says, you cannot compare relatives of the Chosin checking her out, that's called a Bedika Mibachutz, to a bedikah mibifnim that, of course, only the chassan can do. And therefore, the Mishnah Achrona says, I'm worried about still Simfon, and you cannot eat the truma till they go to Chuppah. That's the Nekudas HaMachloikis. That's the sugya in the synopsis. The Gemara in the top of Nun Ches Amud Beis, the first four lines, says that's the Nekudas HaMachloikis between the Mishnah Rishon and the Mishnah Achrona. But as I said, our whole sugya is assuming like the Mishnah Rishona, that Hegi Yizman v'lo nasu is ochelos mishalo. There is a chilos ochelos mishalo. Mezoinus vitrum. Okay? But I want you to know, of course, the din, because we actually paskin like the Mishnah Achrona and Shulchan Aruch, that till they actually go to Chuppah, they cannot eat halacha l'maaseh. That's the psak We paskin like the Mishnah Achrona. Halacha lamaisa, actually tikanis l'chuppah. That's the din halacha lamaisa. Perek gimel, halacha zayin, perek vav, halacha gimel, hilchos trumas, perek ches, halacha zayin. Two places in the Rambam. We paskin like the Mishnah Achrona. But again, kibi our sugya is working with the Mishnah Rishona. Okay? Ellie, clear? Let's get everything clear. Clear as that. Yosef, you got it clear? Ezra, go ahead.
I don't understand what, according to the first Mishnah, why those problems aren't problems still, because if Higiyah's mom, they didn't go into the chuppah, then she has to be living at home. Otherwise, where is she living? She's not living with him.
Right, but the chuppah was supposed to be on that day. They didn't get married. He took her out.
So where is she now?
She's by their house. She's by their house at the ready. They're not having yichud, of course, but she's by their house. That's what we assume, because from that time, he was miyachad, an apartment for them to live. And the truth of the matter is, I'll tell you a svara why. The svara is because he doesn't want her spreading his mazonos that is given to her to her family. He wants to give the mazonos to her, not to the mishpacha, so therefore she's left the house.
Then what about Simfon? Like, have they checked before?
I can't hear you.
Why couldn't they check Simfon before?
No, they don't, because it's not the sneeze, it's not the covenant, it's not sneeze. They're not going to do it until there's a time in the suit. Okay? I want to point out, though, also, it's a machloikis amoroyim on them zayinim and beis, whether the chi of mizonos is the araisa or the rabbanim. Chi of mizonos, you should know that. So Gemara mem zayin is the araisa or the rabbanim. He's got to feed his wife, of course, but is that a chi of the araisa or the rabbanim? Interesting, machloikis amoroyim. Okay? So that's the concept as of introduction of a giyaz man for lo nasu, that you have to what? You have to go ahead and feed. Okay? Now, if the wedding came out on Sunday, he, Lamaisa, however reason it came out, we said, according to Chassam Sofer, they're Ma'abr L'Chayish, it's not his fault. And therefore, he doesn't have to pay from Sunday to Wednesday, and therefore, Halacha Lamaisa, we don't invoke this din. But what we have to speak about today is, what is the nature of this din, Lefi the Mishnah Rishona, Higiyas Ma'abr L'Nasu, Ocheles Mishalo Truma, Ochelas Mishalom Mazonos. What is the nature of this halacha that comes out? Interesting din, halacha lamaisa. Okay, so basically, there are two approaches to be made in this din. As to why he gives mavlo nasu, ochelas mishalachem shetruma. Someone, you know, before I spill the beans, someone tell me out pisvara, what would you say the pshat is as to why he gives mavlo nasu? Is you eat truma and you eat mazonos. What do you say, guys? You guys give me the svaras before we try to plug it in the Rishonim. What do you say? Kibi, go ahead.
Because if the entire point of pushing off the wedding was to help the girl, then why would we now mess her up by not letting her get mazonos?
Okay, but to describe a little bit more, a little bit better, same good, what's the nature of that thing? Like what? Nurse, how would you describe Lamaisa? Okay, you're right, I agree with you. It's good. So how would you say that? In other words, is it like, I don't want to, someone else want to suggest something, or Kibi can say a little bit more. Well, why is it that he has to pay? Okay, so you're saying good, but how would you categorize that? Yeah, go ahead, Ellie.
It's kind of a form, I guess, of bringing her into your...
Oh, okay, good. So Ellie wants to suggest, maybe you could call Higiyah's man... Hello, Nasu, and the reason why you eat Ocheles Mishalo is because Eli wants to suggest it's somewhat of an Asu in Durabanan. That's what you want to say. Even though they physically didn't get married, but Al Pidin, let's view it as they are married. You could say, Kibi, exactly what you're saying. The reason why the Chum said that is because, listen, it's not fair. You know, she was expecting a certain day when she got married, she got her jewelry ready, and all of a sudden they don't get married. So you could view that as an nisuin midrabanan. We view midrabanan as a marriage, and therefore, the halacha is that he's got a what? Shell out mazonos. We're going to plug it in. I want to convey the svaras first, okay? But I'll be svara, excellent Eli and Kibi. You could say that this is an nisuin midrabanan, and all the dinim are injected. We invoke, employ all the dinim of mazonos. And if she dies, he's got a bear. If she's captured, he's got a what? He's got a redeemer. That's the sugya mem zayin in the day. So we view this as an nesuin derabanan. That's one approach to say. Very good. Give me another approach you'd say in Lomas. As to the nature of this din gizma. It's interesting that this is all a libelo lo hilchasa. because this is all Mishnah Rishon. Okay, I want to just point it out. You have to point that out. That's why we gave that introduction. Because Mishnah Achronis is actually Tikkunis L'Chuppah. But in Lomdis, our Sugya uses Igizman going with Mishnah Rishon. Give me another approach in Lomdis. I'll be smart. What would you say? Go ahead, Kiwi.
It's a separate monetary field.
Okay. Maybe you could formulate it even better. It's like, you know, L'Havdil Elef of Dulles. What do they do? What are the punishments in football called? Fines?
Penalty.
I'm not talking about off the field. On the field, Elie. They're called penalties, right? So it's a knas. Shekansu bo chachamim. Excellent, Guy. Okay? These are the two approaches that we want to convey today as to the nature of the din higizmav l'nasim. What'd you say? Oh, let's get to the nafkaminas. But I want to prove in the Rishonim first, Mayor Simcha, which Rishonim take which stand, okay? But this is the two approaches to this halacha of a Giyas Mavlo Nasim. Yeshiva Gabi is an assumed Rabbanan or a Knas. Okay. So where do we see in the Rishonim some indications as to which approach to go? So if you look at Rashi, let's look at Rashi in our sugya. How does Rashi say Ochelus? Zok Rashi. Rashi says Ochelus Mishalo. Sheabal Chai Benizonos Ishto Mitakonis Basic Hilakam Perik Nara. Right? Rashi says that the Chiyuv is considered to be what? She's considered to be like what? What do you think it's in the Mashmu when it says Ochelus Mishalo Sheabal Chai Benizonos Ishto Bitakonis base can compare Nara, Ochelus Bitruma, Avkoinu, Bibasisosha, Koin Machalas Ishtoi, Truma, Kiryalef, Lakaman, Dafnun Zion, and Bezmi, Bekoin, Kiyik, the Nefesh. From those two Rashis, what do you get the impression? Yeah, he's calling them Ishto, no? He calls her Ishto. You know, Ochelus Mishalo, he says, Baal Skaim Zonas Ishto. The next Rashi says, Machalas Ishtoi. It could be that your Medaik and those two Rashis, that it's considered to be like the what? Like the first approach. And I think that the one that really shows this is the Rashi and Yevamis that I gave you. Did everyone get the Mara Mekaymus? Everyone got the Mara Mekaymus? Rashi be Yevamis. And Nun Vavu Mebeis Dimashko Loshen Acher. Rashi writes in Yevamis an amazing thing. Okay? Reb Reuven Grozinski, the great Gadol, quotes this Raya. Who is Reb Reuven Grozinski? He's Reshiv in Torah Vadas many, many years. It's called Chedusha Reb Reuven, his Sefer. So he wants to say a Chiddush. In Rashi and Yevamis, what happens if a coin mirrors a Grusha? He's over a Lav. A coin that's Mekadosh a Grusha is also Linasi Lo B'Lav. He gives man Chayiv in Mizono Seha. So what do you see? You see for sure the Chiv is not Begetter Knas on the fact that what? The fact that he didn't marry her. You're not supposed to marry her. You're not supposed to marry her. The Rashi says in Yevamis that the din of a coin to a what? Rashi says in Yevamis, we're going to say the Rashi by us, Viksubis, those two Rashis we read, and Yevamis seem to say if you're Mekadesh Balav Kedushe Lav, it's a Vigiyah's mind. What's the din? The din is he's got to pay her. Chayav b'mizonos. Rashi's going like the Mishnah Rishon over there. Chayav b'mizonos. Chayav b'mizonos? What do you mean? Because of a knas? A knas? You should have married her. You should have married her. She's a grusha. Ribbono shel olam. So what do you see from here, Kivi? That it's clear from Rashi, the Rashi sover, that it's nesuin mid'rabbanan. Okay? It's nesuin mid'rabbanan. That's what you see from Rashi that we want to suggest. That it's considered to be Nisuin, right? Nisuin Midrabbanan. It's considered to be Nisuin Midrabbanan. First time I got it right spelling Nisuin, right? He holds it's Nisuin Midrabbanan. Because there's no way you're going to say Knas. Knas that you didn't give your wife from his own. You're a Kohen, you're not supposed to marry a Grusha. Right, Jeremy? So it must be the Lumdis is the reason why you got to pay Mizonos and give her Truma is because why? She won't be able to eat Truma, we learned based on what we learned yesterday. She's desecrated. But the reason why she gets Mizonos is because it's a din. Nisuin Midrabbanan. Of course he didn't miss her. But from Rashi, you see clearly that Rashi takes the approach that's Nesuim in the Rabbanan, and that's the Chiddushin of Reuven's diuk from Rashi in Yavamis. Beautiful, beautiful diuk. Elder, you got me? I mean, why else does he have to pay Mizrach? You're going to tell me a knas? Knas? Oh, it's a knas you didn't marry. You're not supposed to marry her. You should divorce her right away. You know what I mean? Even after you did the Chiddushin. Why go ahead and Nesuim? It's a beautiful Raya. Okay. That's Rashi's Shita Halacha L'maisa. Okay. The truth is,
is that marriage
chal though? Yes, kedusha and tovsim mechayv. We said yesterday. We don't hold like Rabbi Kiva. We hold like the chachamim.
So then, why can't you say it's
knas? In other words, he did the kedusha already. Meir Simcha. Now we want to know whether you're supposed to go ahead and do this soon. You shouldn't go ahead and. So you should divorce her right now.
Yeah.
But lemaisa, if you planned the date of the wedding and you did not marry her, you have to start paying mizonos. You going to tell me that's based on a knas? The chachamim want you to divorce her. The word is, it's an Nesu'in the Rabbanan. Once you kovei the day, it's an Nesu'in the Rabbanan and done. That's the lumdus. Ah. Okay. Now, we're going to see in the Sugya, let's just read a few more lines. Tomorrow we're going to go vayt to the Gemara, Bizashem. But I want to just read it. You see the word lefikach? Here Rav Yosef starts adding on the words of Shmuel. You see that in the Gemara? That's where we were up to. Actually, we read those lines. I just want to read the rhyme. Lafikach, therefore, chalahu, what's chalahu? Doesn't mean bread. It means, I think I once maybe interpreted it that way many years ago, that it meant doesn't mean chalahu. It means if he gets sick, God forbid, oshachosahi, or the woman gets sick, oshapirsanit, or she becomes a needit. Any of these three occurrences, ain't no malal amazonas. He's an honest, and that's it. He doesn't have to pay her. Okay? Just like from Sunday to Wednesday doesn't have to pay her, so too in these three occurrences doesn't have to pay her. Now the Gemara, which we'll see tomorrow, Bez Hashem, the Gemara is going to present a machlaikis not true. There are some Amarim that say in a case where he's sick, he's got to pay her. So there's a machlaikis about Nechlaku Amoroyim, Nechlaku Amoroyim about Chola, Legabe Chola. Okay? Does a chola, I mean the guy was a chola, like I'm a chola, habal, does he have to pay? Sarich, l'shalem, mizonos, olo. It's a machloikis in the Gemara. It is possible to say that machloikis itself in the Amoroyim revolves around this shiloh. Because if you hold that the lumdus is a knas, if the guy's sick, why would they give him a penalty? He's sick. But if you hold that it's a Nesu in the Rabbanan, I'm sorry. We inject a Nesu in the Rabbanan, whether he's sick or whether he's well. Doesn't make a difference. The bottom line is he didn't marry her. So if the bottom line is he didn't marry her, the halacha is he's got to pay the mezainis. So it could be that gufa is the machloikis in Amoroyim. And the truth of the matter is, Tosfos, later on in the Masechta, I gave you, on Kuf Zayin Amabez, Tosfos says in Kuf Zayin Amud, Dir Masko Amud, right? The top Tosfos, Kuf Zayin Amud, Tosfos writes, Beferish, Halacha L'maisa, with the Shita that if the husband is sick, he's potter from paying, L'shitasam, it's a getter of Knas. We are not going to give a guy a penalty where he is what? Where he's sick. If he's negligent, that's fine. If he's posheyabo, he says. Then in a chanami, we're going to make him pay. But if he's sick, why should we make him pay? So that Tosfos clearly holds that at the lumdus is that it's considered to be a knas. And the mandomer that says if he's sick, he's still got to pay, holds it in the suim in the rabbanim. So that's a very good second nafkamina that emerges in these two approaches. Okay.
Ready?
Yes, Ezra.
Just clarifying the Tosfos, is he also implying that he holds Rashi, he holds the Siknas also in the very beginning, because he quotes Rashi and he says, Dafka Berach, Aval Chalu Chazahi, Lo Mashma Levidra Diknasu.
Right, but later on though in the Tosfos, I don't think he's worked with Rashi. When he says later on, he says, Alpha Pisha Poshaksas.
Yeah,
so it could be, maybe Lamaisa, then that would serve as a problem, like you're asking, because you said Rashi's, Ezra, you're saying good. As you're saying, if he's saying it in Rashi, I don't think necessarily you have to say it in Rashi. You follow what I'm saying?
It says Pirish Rashi.
Yeah, he says, Davka Baruch Avachololo. like in the Shaila. Yeah, so you're saying you're making a good horror. So Tosis Pshat and Rashi would seem that would be the din. That it's an issue of knas. It would be a little bit of a steer, it seems. I'm not sure. You got to look at the Tosis again. I'm not necessarily sure if you have to say, but it seems like he's trying to say according to Rashi the whole time. Seems like he is trying to say according to Rashi. Okay. Nonetheless, it would come out a little bit of a machloikis Ezra. Let's assume what Rashi holds. Rashi straight up, we said what? Assuming the Rabbanan. Tosis and Rashi is going to say, well, you know, it's not so difficult. I'll tell you why. Because they're being mazbra machlekes amoroyim. So Rashi will say, when I'm talking to Sudra Bonner, I'm going like the man number, that if he gets sick, he's still got to pay. That's being mazbra, the man number holds knas, that we just got out of him. You follow what I'm saying? Because it's a machlekes in the Gemara. Yes, that's a good, very good, I think that's a good answer to your kasha. You follow me?
Yeah,
it's not a steer in Rashi's. We're going like one sheet in the Gemara, we're going like other sheet in the Gemara. Okay? Very good. Excellent point. Okay. So this brings us to a third nafkamine. What will be the third nafkamine? There is a sugya. Let's take a look at it on Mem Zayin and Midbeis. We've mentioned it already before a few times, but I want you guys to see it inside. Just a very important brisa. This is critical because this lays down the reciprocal relationship between a husband and wife when they get married. Mem Zayin and Beis by the two dots, right in the middle. It says, Chai b'mezonos v'chulei, ton rabonin. Tiknu mezonosea tachas maisi adel. The mezonos correspond to what? Maisi adel. Why does a husband have to feed his wife? Because she gives him her salary. That's her maisi adayim. So to make it reciprocal, it only makes sense that he feeds her. That's number one. Number two, kvurasa tachas ksubasa. The responsibility of the barrier is because of the ksuba. Now what does ksuba here mean? Not literally the ksuba means the dowry, which is called what? The nidunya. You know what the dowry is? The dowry is the, you know, the father-in-law gets the chassan to marry her by giving the chassan, his new son-in-law, a dowry. So there's repay her back for that. If she dies, he'll bury her. Then the Gemara asks a kashin. It says, Lefikach ba'al ochel peiris. So Gemara says, peiris, man dachar shemayu. He's talking about peiris. Chesurim echsev ochiktani. Tiktu mezonos tachas maisi adea, number one. Upir kunea tachas peiris. He can. You ever heard of Nixon Malouk? The property she brings into the marriage, she keeps the title, but he eats the peiris. So because of that that privilege that he gets, if she's captured, he has to redeem her. Pir kunea tachas peiris. Nixon Sona Barzel, Daniel, is the property where there is no kabbalas achrayis. Now she brings in property, and he can eat the fruit. But there's no Kabbalah Sachrayas on it. Allah Lamaisim. It's if it goes up in smoke, tough luck, you know, to him. You know, it flooded, he doesn't get it. But Nixitzono Barzel is the property of like iron and flak and iron that no matter what, there's a Kabbalah Sachrayas. So there's a Kabbalah Sachrayas
on him.
Right. Allah Lamaisim. He has no responsibility.
On which one?
There's if he messes up, if any of the property gets messed up, he's got to repay her. By Nixa Miluk, he doesn't have to pay her. He just plucks the fruit off and eats it.
He
has no achrayis, correct. I mean, if something happens to it, in the Nixa Miluk, he has no...
Nixa Miluk is more hers than Nixitzon Barzel. And
Nixitzon Barzel, it's... Nixitzon Barzel is more hers than Nixa Miluk, because he has no responsibility to her out to the Nixa Miluk. He can eat the payers and that's all. He has no responsibility to the property. Nixitzon Barzel... If something happens to it, he's got to make sure that it's good for her and pay it back. Okay, so that's a good question. That's the ksub is made up of a later pruk and deal with those. It's a hard sugyas, but that's as a basic overview of what Nixon Miluk Nixon Barzel is. So in this case of Peiris, he gets a privileged Peiris. So what's the responsible reciprocal? She gets captured. He's got to redeem her, and then Kfurusa Tachas Ksubasa. His responsibility barrier stems from the fact that he got the dowry. So you got that? That's the very important brisa. Okay. So let me ask you the following shaila. Fascinating. You take a case of a yizman v'lo nasu, and what happens? They don't get married. We said the din is, according to Mishnah Rishona, that he's got to pay her mezainis, correct? Let me ask you. Does he get her maisiyah dayin?
According to this one, seems yes.
Go ahead.
Because it's a trade-off. That's the whole point.
So you plug it in for me in the two mahalchim. What do you say?
In these two mahalchim.
Yeah, in these two mahalchim, what do you say?
If it's in the Nisun Darabanan, then you would say that this fits perfectly with the Braisa, because the Braisa says she gives his maisiyah dayin, and in return he gives her mezonos.
And therefore, in the case of a giyus man, he has to pay her mezonos, so mistama what?
To give her maisiyah dayin.
Excellent.
Whereas
Kenaz,
then he would not.
It's one. He's the one who messed up by not marrying her, so it's a one direction Kenaz. So he has to pay her mezonos, but he would never get her maisiyah dayin. So let's write that on the board. It's a beautiful nafkamina. Number three, nafkamina would be maisiyah dayin. Does he get her maisiyah dayin? In the case of according to the sheet, the Mishnah Rishon, where he has to pay Amazonos, does he get her maaseh dayin in return? If it's in the suah midrabanan, then yes. If you hold his kenas, the kenas is in one direction, and one direction only, meaning that he's got to pay her mezainis, but he doesn't get her maaseh dayin. Beautiful, no? So what are the sheetahs in Rishonim on this? The sheetahs in Rishonim on this is, I gave you, is a ra'ah, quoting the Shita Megubetzis and Ksubis on Kuf Zayinim at base, the Ra'ah. The Ra'ah is of the opinion that he does not get her Maisiyah Dayin. Okay?
Ever.
He does not get her Maisiyah Dayin.
Ever?
No, once they have the Nesuman, of course. But he gives Mamlonosu, as is that, you know, they got, right, the period of time where the Chuppah's man came, they didn't get married until they actually get married. He's got to give her Mazonos, but not Maisiyah Dayin. Beautiful yoiz. It comes out well, no? Okay, so that's the shita of the ra'ah. The ritvoa.
He holds like kenas.
Yes, he holds kenas. The ritvoa. That was number five in the Mar Makaymus and Ksubis Dafnun. Zayin Amad Aleph, not kitva, it's a ritva. It's a mistake. The ritva and Ksubis Dafnun. Zayin Amad Aleph says not that way. The ritvoa says that he does get her mice and dime. Why, Ezra? Because the ritvoa holds in Lumbus is called a what? Nesuim in the Rabbanan, just like he's got to pay her mezonos, he gets her maaseh dayin. Okay? So that's a third nafkamina that emerges very beautifully. Yes, Ezra, go ahead.
But can you say that even according to the people who say that he does not get her maaseh dayin, it's still considered Nesuim in the Rabbanan because the Braisa said only that he has to give her mezonos when she gives her maaseh dayin, but not necessarily vice versa.
Well, we're going to get to something what you're saying, ma'am. It's not how about Talia. But the Bryce is assuming that whatever you have mezonos, you should have maaseh dayin. So that's the question. If it's an assumed in the Rabbanan, then of course you'll have it.
Same, but the way the Bryce phrases it is that she's...
Right, that's in the source of it. But once that's the source. But the requirement is that once there's mezonos, the assumption is he's getting your maaseh dayin. Question is, a gizman might be different because it's a kenas. I'm saying this is just the source of, you know, the reciprocal relationship. That's all. I hear what you're saying. You're making a good point. But I'm saying once it's initialized, that's it. You follow me? So it's possible to say Gizmal Nosso is from the purpose of a perspective of a kenas, and you'll say it in one direction. You're saying a good point, but I'm saying once it's initialized, that's it. You know what I'm saying? Every marriage requires that, okay? You're saying that the mezonos is because of the maaseh dayin. So here you have a chiyuv mezonos, so we should assume it's maaseh dayin. The Knas will say not that way. Maybe the Knas was, this is a Knas in one direction, only Mizonos and Maaseh Dayin. Okay? You follow what I'm saying?
But I think that what I'm saying is not just that he should still get it, but since he's only get...
I understand what you're saying. But the Bryce said the Maaseh Dayin started.
Right,
that was the starting point.
Exactly, that's the point.
Right.
So then over here, he has
money. I understand what you're saying. You're saying the starting point always was that he gets her salary. And then he had to pay mezonos as reciprocal. So it's pasha to you that it should be the same then here by Giazman. So
no,
I'm saying.
So I'm saying it's the opposite. That here, Giazman, since he's only giving her mezonos, so she should not have to give him a maaseh.
Why?
Because from the Brysa stated only one directional, meaning only...
No, the Brysa stated the maaseh dayin was the first point.
Right.
She always gives him, and mezonos is back to that. So shouldn't you assume every time you have mezonos given, there should be maaseh dayin given to him?
No, maybe because since the Brysa only stated that he only gives her mezonos only if she's giving maaseh dayin, so in the case when she's not giving him maaseh dayin...
Okay, but you got to be masber why there's no maaseh adayim. That's what I'm saying.
So because they're not married yet.
No, but you have to say it's a knas. That's what I'm saying. It's a knas because you want to say that he owns mechuyev. Normally, mezonos is only given where he gets your maaseh adayim. Here, we're saying it's not that way because it's a knas.
That's assuming that they're connected.
Okay, that's what we assume. Based on that's why we read that brisa. That's the makor. We assume it's a reciprocal relationship. So I'm saying it's a knas, and we'll make him pay without the maaseh adayim. If it's assuming the rabbanon, we'll say it's a package deal. Okay? All right, very good. Now this leads us to another nafgimina, which I saw many, many years ago. There's a big Talmid Chacham named Rabbi Yisrael Grossman. You know the Rav of Migdal Emek in Eretz Yisrael, Rav Grossman? His father wrote a sefer, I think it's called Shiuri Ksubis, and his name is Yisrael Grossman. Many years ago I saw this nafkemine, and Rabbi Simon pointed me out to this, and it's an amazing Ramban. Many years ago, I didn't see it, I didn't get a chance to look in the library. Maybe if you want to look, Rabbi Yisrael Grossman, maybe you take it out, we'll look at it tomorrow maybe. Okay. Library's closed. Okay, we'll look. But I want to point out the following. It's amazing, this Ramban. What happens if you have a Adon, a master, who has an Eved Ivri? And the Eved Ivri has a Shifcha Knanis, and he has kids. But we want the Eved Ivri to marry someone. He's Ma'aris the Eved Ivri to a woman, one of a Shifcha Knanis, and they don't end up marrying on time, on that day. They delay the wedding. He gives man v'lo nasu. What do you say in that case? Would he have to pay mizonos or not? Let me read you the Ramban. The Ramban is in Mishpatim, Perech Chafav Pasuk Gimel, in the middle of the piece. Okay? In the middle of the piece. He says, I'm going to read this. V'riti b'mechilta yachol shiuchai b'mizonos arusuv shemiris yabim tamalomer ishto. Lotzi shumer shabbat shena ishto imo lotzi arusa shena imo the gamze raya ladin shamarti kein minig arusa shumer shabbat lismoch al ish. They don't rely on arusa and shumer shabbat al ish. They didn't have nisun yet. V'lchein lo itilu hatayr mizonosum al adam. The Torah did not impose mizonos on the master. V'afilu nischayvu ayabim v'aris lazunosam min adin. Even if you assume the Yabim, the Aris, or Mechuyiv to sustain a Minadin, Bismani Yadua B'Talmud, remember we said Minatera, your Mechuyiv, Minimita Raisa from the time of Kedushin, who Allah Kishar Chovosov, Lon Ischaya Ben Adon, and he's not Mischaya Ben Adon. So he says Beferish, the Ramban, seems to say Beferish, that the Ramban seems to say that even in a case, right? Says Vafil in Ischava Yom Varus Lazunosam in Adin Bismani Adua Betamun Hu Alav Kishar Voschai Ben Adon. The Ramban writes black and white. He is man by an Adon regarding Adon Legabe Eved Ivri Veshivcha. His Eved Ivri Veshivcha Knanis. What do you do? The Adon does not have to pay. Lo Tzarich Lazun. Till they actually what? Have the din of what? The din of Nisun. What's the lumdus? You guys tell me. Which approach is the Ramban taking? Which side is the Ramban taking? What do you say? If you hold the Maisa, then it's a Nisun midrabanan, then the Adon would have to do it. Right? But if he holds it's Knas, it's not his fault. The Eved Ivri didn't show up. So you're not going to make the what? Adon pay, so the Rabban is clearly holding like it's a knas, says Rabbi Yisrael Grossman. The Rabban is taking the tzad that it's a knas. You're not going to invoke the knas on the Adon. He's not the one who's getting married. He's not the one who delayed the wedding. So why should we penalize him? So the Adon doesn't have to actually pay until they actually what? Doesn't have to befarnish them until they actually go under the chuppah. Mamish. But if you hold it to Nisuin the Rabbanon, then whoever has responsibility to pay has got to start paying. And in this case, it's the what? It's the Adon. In this case, it's the Adon. So that's a beautiful nafkemina l'maisa. Beautiful nafkamina, if y'all can ask. So we give four different nafkaminas, guys. How to approach this din of Higiyas Mamnos Lafila Mishra Rishona? Is it considered an Asun the Rabbanah or is it a Knas? One nafkamina lamaisa, legabe what? Lava. Seems to hold that it's an Asun the Rabbanah. It's a Knas. Why would you give a Knas? He shouldn't marry her. Should divorce her. Number two, if you hold a Chayli, he's got to pay lamaisa, it's an Asun the Rabbanah. It's a Knas. Then that sheet to the Gemara says, why would you give him a Knas if he's a Chayli? Number three, the Machleis Ritvin, the Ra'ah, Maisi Adayin, if it's an Asun the Rabbanah, then there's a reciprocal relationship. If it's a Knas, then it's a one-way Knas. Why should he get a Maisi Adayin? And number four, what's the Din of Gizma and also in the case of an Ivri regarding the Adam's responsibility? If it's a Knas, why should he give him the Knas? He didn't delay the wedding. It was the Eved Ivri. But if it's an Asun the Rabbanah, I'm sorry. The Asun the Rabbanah has begun. Whoever has a responsibility to pay has to pay. Mimela, the other one has to pay. So these are very good four nafkaminas in Gabi. This shaylo, what is the getter adin of a giyazman v'lo nasu? But as Ezra put up before, is it possible that we can break it? Yes. It is possible that we could break it. It's very neat like this, but we have to what? If we find a rishon that seems the things are not there, you got to say. So the Rosh in Yevamis, in the fourth parak in Simon Chafei, breaks it. The Rosh in Yevamis doesn't say it's so neat the way we presented it. He wants to say the following, and it's an interesting svara. He says, it is possible, says the Rosh, there is no, this svara is not mukhrachas, because even though it's not a knas, halacha lemaisa, it is still possible that you could get her maisa adayin. Again, how did that nafkamina work? That if it's an Asun Rabbanah and then he has to pay her mizonah, she gives him Maisei Adayin. But if it's a Knas in one direction, you could still say it's an Asun Rabbanah and that he should not get her Maisei Adayin. Why? Why is that? What's the reason why he gets her Maisei Adayin? The Gemara says a little bit later, Amem Zayin and Mebeiz on the bottom, or Amem Ches. Do you know why the husband gets her Maisei Adayin? Why is that? Gemara has it here. Why is it that he gets her Maisei Adayin? The Gemara says because of Eva. You know what Eva means? Hatred. The Gemara says Eva. Eva, Aleph Yud Beis Hey. The reason why a husband gets her Maisei Adayin, Baal, Lokea, Maisei Adayin, Shel Ishto, is because of what? Eva. What do you mean, Eva? Hatred. What do you mean, hatred? Morris says, I think it's a mem. I can't find the exact line. Mem Zion, no? Doesn't it say it in Mem Zion or Mem Ches? The failure is to Gemara says, we have to find the exact lotion. But it's a Mem Vav or Mem Zion. Gemara says, Eva. Should be around here. I don't want to waste. Yeah, it's on the top. The top word of Mem Zion, Amad Aleph. Mishum Eva. Zakim is just that's because of the Mitziah, but also because Eva is lighter because of Maisei Adayin as well. Okay? The Gemara there says because of what? Because of, that's why he gets her Mitziahs. He gets her Mitziah if she found a lost object. But the Gemara also spans that.
What's Rashi say there?
Mishum Eva, Kevinenu Chayib Mizanoseha, says he's not Chayib Mizanoseha, Iyamris Mitziah Shalah, if you say Mitziah Shalah, Ike Eva, Lo Zayin Lasu, he's not going to stop, you know, sustaining her.
So why does it have to do with her giving?
So some Rishonim extend that also to Maisei Adayin as well. That he's going to want to get the Maisei Adayin because he's going to get upset, Lamaisa, that he has to sustain her. So he wants all these things back, namely her Mitzias. Okay, that could also be because of Maisei Adayin, but... So let's get it. So the Rosh says that even if you hold that it's Nesu and the Rabbanon, and I would have thought he gets her Maisei Adayin, but it's possible to say no. Because the Maisei Adayin is his because of Eva, that the husband won't marry her. Machmas Shechai Ben Ozenars. We're always afraid a husband might not want to marry a woman. Why not? Because he doesn't want to have to sustain her. So if he doesn't get her Maisei Adayin, it's not going to want to be a motivating factor to marry her. We want to motivate him to marry her. So therefore, Kolzman Lamaisa that he hasn't married her, it's not Shaykh that reason. Right? In other words, he gives man well enough so he hasn't married her yet. So if Higiyas Mamlo Nasu, he hasn't married her yet, how can you say the reason of Eva? Nurse, what we can do is we can break the nafkamina. We held that a giyas mam al nasu, if it's a nesuin drabanan, what's the din? She gets her, he gets her maisa daim. He has to pay her mizonos, and he gets her maisa daim in return. If he holds a kanas in one direction, says the Rosh Nol, you could still hold to nesuin drabanan, and still he cannot get her maisa daim. Why not? Because the whole reason why he gets her maisa daim is because of Ava. Because he is, you know what, he says, why should I marry this woman if I have to what? Feed her and sustain her, and I get nothing back. I don't get her maaseh dime, I don't get her mitzvahs, right? So you want to foster the fact there'll be no Evan who'll want to motivate her to marry her. But he hasn't yet married her yet anyway. It's Higiyah's mom lo nasu.
It's a Kavah Chomer, they should give her maaseh dime to...
No, no, but he hasn't taken on those responsibilities. He doesn't have to what? He doesn't have to actually what?
He has to feed her.
He has to actually feed her, correct. But one could say, Lamaisa, I'm not worried about Ava to that degree, halacha Lamaisa, because he hasn't what? Taken on that responsibility.
But he, according to the Gemara, he has. He's giving her.
He has to feed her.
So
he does have to
feed
her.
Still should be Ava. Why should that?
Right, but he hasn't yet married her, though.
What's the difference?
So I we're not going to invoke that takan in that way. You know what I'm saying? He already was Mekadosh or Ezra. He already had Kedushin, so we're not worried about that. But the fact of the matter is, during the suin lamaisa, we're only going to invoke that on her, on him, when he actually has gone through the nesuin. If he hasn't yet actually gone through the nesuin, then I'm not so worried about all this reason of, you know, it's not fair to the guy anyway. You're right, he has to pay her. You're right, he does have to pay her because he delayed the wedding. And it's an assuming the Rabbanan, but we're not going to do the package deal that he should also be what? That we're worried about him in the sense that he should get everything back in return.
We're saying the whole takana was only to motivate him to start the marriage. Once you know he's getting married to her, then...
That's correct. And once he's actually done the nesuin, he hasn't yet done the nesuin. Right. Now, I hear what you're bothered by, but you're saying, good. Okay. Since he hasn't yet done the nesuin, nishka ferlich, you know what I mean? Let him give her the mazonos, and that's it. I'm not so finicky that he's got to get the maaseh daim back. Once he's actually done the nesuin, then we're finicky about it. Okay? I like a neater like this, but we got to say over to Rosh, that's what the Rosh says. You can still call an nesuin drabanan, and he does not get her maaseh daim. El, do you follow what I'm saying? Because the whole point of him getting the maaseh daim is that it won't foster hatred and that he'll want to marry her. So when he marries her, he knows he's got to feed her, he'll get something in return. But he hasn't yet actually done the nesuin. So we'll make him pay the mizonos, but we're not so finicky, oh, he's got to get the maaseh daim and all that. But Harei, they didn't get married. It's one thing we set up this public policy that we inject the yakiva, you follow me, when they actually get married. But to take it to the yakiva, they haven't actually gotten married in the nesuin mamas, that's already too much. Okay? All right, good. So that's the mahalik on Higiyas Mamul Nas. Clear? Chlorkite guys. Okay? All right, we'll say it over to the Chaverim tomorrow and say that you weren't here. The guys who aren't here. Okay. Let's finish up with a little bit from Shaktu, and then if we have time, a little bit from the Chumash, and then we'll, like I said, we'll continue tomorrow. Okay, we wanted to discuss now the Shaktu. Okay? Shaktu Chachamim. So I have to, I gave you the Ramban here. Everyone see the Ramban here? Amazing. The Ramban, let's refresh our memories what Shaktu is. Shaktu is that the Chum be diligent, they were diligent, they voted. Hatakana for the Moshe saw that he would work on 3 days, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, get ready for the marriage on Wednesday. Okay. Why is it Frek the Ramban? Frek in Yiddish means, to English means akasha. Frek, from Yiddish to Hebrew means a question to English. From Yiddish to Hebrew to English, it means frek is a frek, kasha, question. Okay. Languages. Taramata, right? They say from the Chazam Sofer, Yiddish, the mitzvah, learn Yiddish. That's what he said. The Ram writes the mitzvah, kalu, learn Lashon HaKodesh. Ram, the Persian Mishnah, is an office. The Chazam Sofer said also, mitzvah, learn Yiddish. Okay.
Why Yiddish?
Because the Chum spoke in Europe, that's what he said. Okay. Okay. You know, the Rav for many years he gave shir in Yiddish and then he switched to English. He didn't want him, but he switched, I think, in the late 50s, I think they say. But when he switched to a prince's English, they say. I remember Rav Willichstita said that over there. He translated everything. He would say, when he would talk about Cohen, he would say priest. He would say the priest. And when it was Mila, he would say circumcision. Everything. Okay. So we'll do a little bit of a mix of Yiddish, Hebrew, and English. Okay, mostly English. So what does it mean, Benos Yisrael, the Rabban says? He says, I don't understand. These Seudas is not just for the woman, it's for the man. Right? Remember we mentioned that the Chassan is Domel Lamelech, and the Yushalmi says in Bikurim that a Chassan, his sins are all forgiven because he's a new man, because he's got to care about not just about himself, about his wife. That's why a Chassan fasts. A Kala should also fast if she can, but it's more Mako for a Kala. I don't understand. These suitors are not just for the woman, they're for the man. Why did it say Benos Yisrael? Frek the Ramban Bakasha. Let's get it down. That's what Ramban asks. Shot in the Gemara. Why did the Gemara Dafka mention Benos Yisrael? That's what Ramban asks. Okay. So the Ramban answers the following. The Ramban says, if it's Machmas the Suda, you could be Mechin the Meshech Sheva Yimei HaMishtah. If it's Machmas the Seudas, well, I mean, why don't you just do piecemeal? Every day you'll cook, right? But the Iker Takan is not necessarily for the Seudas, because they could go piecemeal. They'll prepare for the wedding, and then keep in mind, Poshup Shat, this preparation is not just for the wedding, it seems for the whole week. They have food throughout the whole week. It's interesting, Rabban, I never thought like that, but that's how the way he reads the Gemara. So he says, you know what? Well, if it's because of all the meals, you could do that piecemeal. Why do you got to work so hard before the wedding? He says, I'll tell you why. Because we want to make the chasen available, panui, for his kala. That the whole Sheva Brachos is not going to be working as like a caterer for himself, you know, to make the meals. Gets up davens and he's the whole day he's in the kitchen, he's not even with his kala. We want him to create an environment where he's going to be free during the Shiva's mission of Sameach as Ishto, to make his wife happy and not to be busy in the Hachanas Asudas. So the Iker Takan is for her, Letovasa, that he should be Panui L'Simcha. That's what the Ramban says, beautiful. So that's why it says Benos Yisrael. Because it's simply to have all the meals ready for the Sheva Brachos in a Hanami. L'maisa, you could do that piecemeal. You shouldn't even need 3 days. I mean, do one day for the wedding before, and then you go piecemeal. The Teretz says, no. You want all the meals ready to go. You need those 3 days before Eli to prepare. And it's for the woman because you don't want the chassan being busy having to prepare all the food during the Sheva Brachos. We want all the food ready in the freezer. They're all ready to go. Halacha l'maisa. And therefore, it's considered to be what? Considered to be for her. Thereby, the Lashon Benos Yisrael. That's what Ramban says. So it's very interesting to me. Because I always thought the focus point of the Gemara, we read the Gemara like that, was on the wedding itself. But it's really all the meals throughout the whole week. Okay? Interesting. You know, there is no chiyuv to have Sheva Brachos. I think in this day and age, last decade, it's been like that. The Chasan Kal, they want to do Sheva Brachos every single day. There's no chiyuv to do it every day. In fact, some recommend one day they take a break. Sometimes it's difficult. There's no chiyuv. It just means if you have 10 guys together, then you have a chiyuv. So here, Lamaisa doesn't say you have to have 7 suitors. You have a lot of suitors. Okay. You know, you need to have Panim Chadashas, of course, as well. In order to say the Sheva Brachos, I mean, a person that was not at the wedding, it's one is enough. Even though it says new faces, one is enough. And Shabbos, the Gemara will get to in Zion, God willing, Viter. When we get to there, Shabbos itself works as Panim Chadashas. You know, Friday night meal, Shabbos lunch. But the Ramah says in Shulchan Aruch, not Shalashidus, you need Divrei Torah. Shalashidus, you need the meal plus Divrei Torah. The Farish Ramah and Hilchos Kedushin. So I wanted to say once, Pshat, you know what the Ramah is based on? Because we have a Masorah that Yortzah, Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifter, right at the end of Shabbos, also David HaMelech. So you're bringing them in. They're the Panim Chadashas. Moshe Rabbeinu and David HaMelech through your Torah. That's why in Shalashidus Davki, you need to throw. It's not enough to have a food. Okay. Now the Ritvoya gave a different teretz to this kasha. Let's get it down. The Ritvoya says, why did it say Shaktu Abanos Yisroel? A little bit of a different lashon. The Ritvoya said, because since he's busied so much on Chanas Asuda, we don't want to be lo yotzi ala laz she'ena besula. We don't want a laz that she's not a besula. Because there's a chazaka, I want you to get this, ein adam terech besudu mafsida. When you marry a besula, you spend lo maisa, lavish meal, what the guy's going to spend $100,000 and then what? And then lo maisa for nothing? Obviously, if he's spending $100,000, that shows she's a besula. We don't do that for a woman who's been married already. Okay, or has been with a man, a ba'ula. So the Ritva says, that's why it says Benos Yisrael. Because he is schwitzing a lot to show that his wife is a besula. We don't want people to think she's not a besula. Ah, he didn't work at the meal. In fact, he's working at the meal.
It's klape other people, not him?
Yeah, it's klape what other people will think about the Benos Yisrael.
I think
like in the words of the Ritva, it makes it sound like it's klapeh him, so that if it's a if she he finds her ba'ula, it won't be miskara daita. He's gonna be upset and he's gonna run to bezdin.
That's another lashon. The first lashon of the Ritva is the fact that it's considered to be so people shouldn't think she's a what, because chazak and amtarak mu'afsid. We'll look at the lashon tomorrow, Meir Simcha. Okay, but one lashon in the Ritva was like this. Definitely, I believe. Okay, that it's on benoist, so that they shouldn't look bad. We'll have to get the Ritva. Also discusses lamaisa. No, the truth of the matter is, even according to that pshat, Meir Simcha, that the kan is latovasa, right? It is latovasa. Right, but I'm saying the shaktu is on the benoist straw. The benoist straw shouldn't look bad. That they're looked at as basulas and not baulas. So that's the pshat of the Rabban and the Ritva and the Lashon. We'll have to look blinetter. We'll look more at that Lashon and the Ritva. Okay, I want to just close with the following. Tomorrow, as I said, we'll go Vaita. Yes, Ezra.
So if she is a Bula, then you don't have Shakti?
Yeah, you don't have Shakti. You don't have the 3 days. Bula, you can get married any day, right?
That's right. That's what we said.
Right, exactly. You don't have to get married any day. Now, we started yesterday. We'll pick it up at a third time. But we started yesterday. I want to just close with this about the notion of Kriya Shalom. Okay? You know, when you engage in battle, this halacha of Kriya Shalom. Very, very interesting what comes up, because it goes well with what we had said yesterday about not making sure things don't get out of hand when you start battling, and you know you have to have a proper persona. All Jews are like this. V'arui lanu zera ha-kodesh lisnaig ba b'chol inyanenu. The Jewish people should be merciful. Gam im ha-oivim ovdei o'akum. Also with the non-Jewish enemies. And therefore you should greet them. It says in the Pasuk, in Perachov Pasuk Yud through Yud Beis, Ki Sikra Val Irli Lachemala Vakarasa Eilel Lashalom. It's a Pasuk in Chumash. Vayim Shalom Tancho Faschaloch Vayakol Am Anipsaba Yu Lachalamas Vavaducha Vimotashli Mimach. Okay. The Rambam writes in Ilchus Molochim, Perach Vav. Let's get it. You're not allowed to make Muhammad with any person in the world, whether it's Mechamas Rush or Mechamas Mitzvah. The Shiva'am Mamalik, until you ask for them peace. V'mekabim rotzim l'hashlim, you must mekabel upon ourselves three things when we engage in a treaty. Number one, we'll engage in a treaty, we say to them, but you need three things, guys. Number one, you must be mekabel upon yourself to do shevetz b'nei Noach. Number one, if you think about it, if they don't accept the shevetz, they're like animals. That means they're going to murder, they're going to do adultery, idolatry, right? Number one, we say that. Number two, we said you got to pay taxes, both working and also money. And number three, that you'll be our avodim and you'll never challenge us, okay? And if they do not accept upon themselves these three conditions, right? Even one of the three, they want to do two, it does not work. It's like they did not make peace. If they're makabel all three things, we can't kill anybody. And it's usher to mishaker with our bris. We can't still, you know, ambush them. And that's even by the Shiva Amin Amalek. Okay? And if they do not want to makabel even one thing, we war with them. Halacha l'mais. Okay? Now, let's just close with this. And like I said, we'll pick it up another time. There is a distinction between other nations and the Shiva Amin Amalek. Other nations, who do you kill? Only the male adults, not the women in Ketanim. Shiva Am and Amalek that don't make peace, we knock off everybody. Men, women, and children. Lo sechaya kol neshama. Timcha. And just like we ask them peace, we say to them, anyone who wants to escape now can escape. Do you know there are three letters that Yahushua wrote before he went into Eretz Yisrael? The first letter was, anyone who wants to escape can escape. Then he said, anyone who wants to make peace can make peace. And then he said, anyone who wants to make war can make war. And this is the Rambam and the Yadah Chazaka, Halacha L'maisa, okay? Very, very clear. The Bris Moshe and the Smach is Moirer than the Sefer and Mitzvahs, Halacha L'maisa. Maybe the Rambam is saying differently. But this is the Rambam, Halacha L'maisa, Rav Sajigon, the Smach, the Ramban and Parsha Shoftim is masking with the Rambam that Kriya Sholom applies to all nations, even the Shivam, even to Amalek, even to the Nazis. Amazing, no? This is the Rambam Shittah in the Yad HaChazaka with the Rav Sajgon, the Smag, and the Ramban. Who argues? Well, let's close with this. Rashi. Please get it. Rashi and the Sifri say that Kriya Shalom is only by Melchemes Rishus. Melchemes Mitzvah with the Shivam and Amalek ain't Koren Shalom. And that's Tosis and Gittin as well. And the three letters Yehoshua said, that was before he got to the Yarden. That's what the Ravid says. Okay? So Rashi Sheet is clear that Kriya Shalom does not apply by Melchemes Mitzvah. So we've set up this Machlokes Rishonim. Another time, Blinetta will take it further, Lamaisa, because this is very apropos what's going on now with Hamas. Right? Some people are upset with the Prime Minister Netanyahu, other people are happy with what he did. My personal opinion doesn't really make a difference what is, but I think he's done the best job he can do possible. So we'll pick up with this another time, Blinetta, this din of Kriya Shalom. Okay. Everyone have a wonderful day, and we'll continue tomorrow. Okay, Vayter tomorrow. We got a lot to do, Bishop. Proud of you guys. Okay, good. Now I got to get good for the air review. Okay?
Thank you.